The following is a narrative of a first-person near-death experience edited for clarity, one of the thousands collected by the Near-Death Experience Research Foundation from all over the world, and available to everyone at www.nderf.org. Let's get started. My first near-death experience was at age 45 in 1995. I suffered a massive heart attack and subsequently had a triple bypass. After I came to, after the operation, I had a distinct memory of moving to another dimension, or place, if you will. For several months, I thought this memory was caused by the drugs, but after time, I came to believe that it was something else. I drifted or floated to a place of such calm it is impossible to gauge. There was a blue sky, as blue as I've ever seen. Sometimes today, I will look into a blue sky and get a feeling of calmness. I saw tall grass gently blowing in the wind over rolling hills, but there was no feeling of a breeze, nor was there any sound. It was so quiet. I was not walking, but seemed to be floating over the fields very slowly. This place was filled with warmth, calmness, and an unexplainable feeling of fulfillment and being one with the universe. As I was drifting over the hills so very slowly and absorbing this feeling of greatest warmth, I saw frames of my children flashing across the horizon. They were not still pictures, but pictures of them looking at me, very worried. They were wanting me to come back with them. They needed me, and they did not say anything. I could hear them without seeing their lips moving. I knew I had to make a choice right then. If I didn't, I would not be going back. To go on, I would be encompassed by this calmness and warmth forever. It would be a nice place to go on. To go back, I would be going to a place of hurt and pain. It would be filled with pain and responsibility, the hurt of emotions, the stress of life. I decided to go back because my children needed more help in directing their futures. Their future depended on me to be there. It was just not time yet. The children are just not ready to go on by themselves. Instantly, I was back. I saw no bright light or angels or the feeling of a religious entity. My second near-death experience happened in 1997. I was involved in a serious car crash with many major injuries. When I was trapped in the car, I felt no pain, even though I had my pelvis broken in two places, a fractured tailbone, a rib that had punctured my lung, a fractured skull and lacerations to my face, and part of my ear was severed. I had many flashbacks of the accident for months after, but I had a positive and complete memory of the near-death experience when I came conscious enough to talk and to stay awake without passing out several days later. I started talking about my experience to my son first, then to others as I became more comfortable talking about it. Again, I tried to evaluate whether this was from the drugs or was it just the signals that your mind gets as your body shuts down. I saw again a place of warmth, love, and friendship. It was something like a tunnel, but not round. It was a walkway-type tunnel that you would see joining buildings or stores together, the type that goes over a street. Not narrow, but wide. I walked along it, or it felt like I was walking, but I don't remember my feet moving. It was not bright on each side of the walkway, but it was not dark either. When I reached the end of the tunnel, I could see people. It appeared to be only from their waist up. It wasn't scary at all. Everyone was smiling and happy. I saw faces that I recognized. I saw two grandfathers and my father. It was very dark behind their bodies, and I felt the presence of multitudes of others behind them. Someone was shaking my hand as to greet me. I think it was my father. He died of Alzheimer's disease and was a mess when he died, but now he was upright and looking healthy, and I realized just how short he really was. All these people were so very happy to see me. At that point, I felt the need to go back to the living. It was not a horrifying feeling, but just a point where it was time to decide. I still don't think the decision to go back was mine. I feel someone decided it for me. My hand was still holding the person who I first started shaking hands with. The hand was very warm and soothing. My hand slowly and gently slipped away as I floated backwards to the living world. The hand was not holding me at all, but had a very gentle grip. Then it was over. I was back. Somewhere during this whole experience, or whatever it was, I remember a brown door with an old-fashioned porcelain doorknob on it surrounded by a black background. I knew that on the other side of the door was a religious phenomena, very bright light, and probably God himself. This door is always there and is available to everyone. I can go through it anytime I wish. I have a feeling that my hand was on the doorknob and that I could have gone through anytime I wanted. In retrospect, I'm not afraid of dying now. One distinct feeling I have is that there are people who went to the other side against their will, and I feel so very sorry for them. They are happy there because they have adjusted, but would rather have spent more time in the real world to stay with loved ones. I used to be religious, but I am not a religious person today, although I have now a great respect for deeply religious people. I had an insight to something very few people get to see, and I am happy to have experienced it. I enjoy telling people about it, but I am very, very careful who I talk to about this. This near-death experience has been taken from the archives of nderf.org. I'm Patrick Boland.